49. Let's keep you up to date with Triple Team traffic on your ride into work. And Heather, what are you seeing now?
Well, we've got a crash on 6200 South. This is heading eastbound, approaching 3200 West. It's involving a semi and a car, and the left lane is blocked. Cars are backing up well before Bangor Highway. So anybody who's uses 6200 South to cut over from Bangor onto I-15 are going to have delays through that area. And then you still have the fog affecting your drive across much of the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
If you're eastbound on 123rd South coming from Riverton over to the freeway, you're not going to be able to go southbound on I-15 because you've got an accident right there on the entrance ramp itself. It looks like that's still being blocked off. If you're over in Draper and heading toward the freeway going southbound on I-15, you will be able to use that ramp. I-15, though, has been without accident this morning. Right now, from Provo all the way to downtown Salt Lake, no problems on the northbound side. Len?
Making your move in Davis County, rolling southbound on I-15, looking pretty smooth right now. Drivers taking their time with the possibility of thin ice on those roads. The fog has moved off of the Legacy Parkway now, and you're driving fairly well into the downtown Salt Lake City area. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.